What a crowd. All right. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good. How many of you have problems saying, I'm sorry? Please forgive me. I know I made a mistake. Cale, you're looking off into the distance. Maybe you have trouble with that. Huh? Do you? We all have trouble with that. Don't let them laugh at you because they have trouble with it, and I have trouble with it. It's not natural for us because of our sin to be willing to say, please forgive me. I have wronged you. You know, what we usually want to do is we want to use our fist and we want to take retribution. We want to take our anger out on someone. We want to do this and say, instead of opening our hands and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. So what you're going to hear today in the sermon and what everyone looking at you are going to hear today is what Jesus says about this. And it's important for us as his children to understand what Jesus says. Jesus says that when we have trouble with someone, we are not to use our fist. Actually, we are to use our heart. We're to open our heart to them and say, I know I've done you wrong. Please forgive me. I'm seeking your forgiveness. And then what do? We forgive. And we forgive. And we forgive. Or we say we're sorry. Do you do that often, Owen? Do you say, Livy, I'm sorry I did that to you, Livy? Do you say that? I hope you do. Because God is watching. God is always watching us. God knows what is in our hearts. And when we are true in our heart, then God will truly forgive us. So it's important to remember today to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Instead of saying, no, I didn't do it. He did it or she did it. Be honest with God. And God will be honest with you by saying, my dear child, I forgive you. And you know that God has forgiven you because of what? What do you see here? We see Jesus hanging on the cross. And we know that's our sign. That's the sign of love for us that you have also been forgiven. So forgive as Jesus has forgiven you. And be assured that Jesus is always with you and he will never leave you. So that's the lesson for today. Forgive and forgive and forgive. Go to your brother, go to your sister, go to mom and dad and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And they will, because they have the love of Jesus in their heart also. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we know that it is hard for us to say, please forgive me. But Lord, we ask that you'll send your Spirit to us and lead us to do just that, to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we always remember what you've done for us, and that in your death we have been forgiven, and in your resurrection we have everlasting life. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you have done for us, and all that you continue to do for us. And all the children said,